In 1996, the State of Israel celebrated Jerusalem 3000, the so-called 3000th anniversary of Jerusalem's establishment as the capital of the Jewish people. This date is based on King David's conquest of Jerusalem, which secular non-Torah sources give as occurring in 1004 BCE. In several instances, secular dates for events in Jewish history conflict with dates accepted by Torah Jews as authentic. The most famous instance of this is the destruction of the first temple by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. According to non-Jewish historians, this took place in 586 BCE, whereas Torah sources date it as 421 BCE, 165 years later. The source of this discrepancy is the time frame assigned to the Persian Median period that followed the downfall of the Babylonian Empire 51 years after the destruction of the first temple. Talmudic sages state that there were four Persian Median kings: Darius I, Cyrus, Ahasuerus of the Purim story, and Darius II, spanning 52 years. Secular sources, based on the works of Herodotus, a Greek historian, and excavations of Persian palaces, assign 207 years to the Persian Empire and more than 10 kings. It may be possible that some of the kings had more than one name, which was not uncommon in those times, and thus their reign did not stretch over 200 years. In any event, the gap between secular and Torah chronology narrows to about 20 years at the time of Alexander the Great and disappears at the time of the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 of the Common Era. However, according to Torah sources, King David conquered Jerusalem in 869 BCE, not 1004 BCE, and accordingly, Israel should have celebrated Jerusalem 2865 and not Jerusalem 3000.